Blog Talk Radio.
Now that
it brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Brighter.
Way back in Jersey, the only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs to your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, no Mattel, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a Comatell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just a shit to blame. Kid getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. See, terror breeds terror. They just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodder. Whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because. You created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the schools with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the states. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, that's the way our heroines bust. I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Red fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Red, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bones I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The any goals finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna sign and touch us. About the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Rip the chains, rip the chains, the American way, slaves, rip the chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Rip the chains, rip the chains, the American way, slaves, rip the chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Welcome you, each and every one of you, to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. I'm your host tonight, Sheikh Ali Mam Akbar, and I'm joined by our co-host tonight, Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay is in Los Angeles for the show concerning politics in America, with the three Ks and the three A's and the three C's and four B's and a whole lot of F's in America today. But we're happy to be here with you in the potentially fair city of Washington, D.C., And we do say potentially fair because we know of a laundry list of malfeasance, criminal neglect, and many other things that have come to only we the people, such as the heinous hate crimes and all of the heinous acts over a century of mistreatment. And today in modern politics, maybe you can find an identifiable ink stain in the sand for you and I. But as for my politics, it's Sheikh Ali Mam Akbar, Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay. Are you there, Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay? It's somewhere on our within our network tonight. But as you know, we have the most informative radio talk show on the It might be in the you're right in the half. All right, we got the horns playing tonight. We're going to rock some Black Power Radio here tonight. Right in there, putting some fresh new flavors in your ear hole and brand new flavors in your ear and in your life. Black Power Radio has the most informative radio talk show on the internet, on your cell phone, your smartphone, dumb phone, on the Facebook with no look, with the Twitter glitter, and the Instagram with no ham tonight. We are going in hands down. We're going in feet first and hands down. With 10 toes up and 10 toes down, we about to rumble in the house tonight for Black Power Radio, for we give you more of what you actually listen to Black Power Radio for, and we have the most informative radio talk show on the internet anywhere in the atmosphere. And I'm talking 196,940,000 square miles right here on planet Earth. As we make the two announcements of the condolences to our Nigerian pilot, there's a Nigerian that went down in a helicopter, and I think there was a stockbroker there, I think of Nigerian, and the pilot and the family. Six total casualties right out there. Fatal helicopter crash, as in Kobe Bryant. Again, between the area of Mojave Desert and the Mojave Desert, again, connecting the Death Valley Desert, again, connecting California to Nevada, trying to get to Las Vegas to the Super Bowl. Oh, what a disappointment. But nevertheless, our beloved sister Madeline, I think, has lost a grandparent. So please extend your condolences tonight to the Black Power family members that have lost their lives in the midst of a very peculiar brand of iniquity, only in America, by the way, in that peculiar, distinguishably clear evidence of capitalistic imperialism times neocolonialism right here in America. We come to expose and give you a dose of Black Power Radio like you never had before. We're giving social, political, politics, and we're giving it up to Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay to give yet another insightfulness on where we are socially, where we are politically, and we want to welcome her to the airways with a whole lot of propping glitter and a whole lot of enthusiasm for tracking down the truth. Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay, tracking it down as nobody in the universe can track down the truth like Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay. I will assure you I speak the truth, and here is Dr. Truth live with no Memorex. Welcome to Black Power Radio, and plus, you're live right here on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power.
Oh, we're coming live tonight, Black Power to the Black Power.
That's right.
Are we in here tonight?
Yes, Black family. We are just going to cover something simple today. As the host Sheikh Imam Akbar just mentioned, we are the most informative radio show on the planet. And for homage on Black History Month, what best way to celebrate Black History Month than to review the highest office of the nation that don't give a damn about Black issues? Whether it was Bush, whether it was the Clintons, or even John F. Kennedy. Tell me, Black family, which one of these presidential candidates, past and present, has given a bill to protect our Black lives, has given us equity, and more importantly, reparations as a whole? Can anybody take a guess? Or we can say, absolutely zero at this point. But nonetheless, Black family, we still have to look into the eyes of a political world, how this nation will be shaped come November 2024. Now, we're going to be tracking the 2024 presidential candidates, and there were a slew of them that have started out in the very beginning. I think close to probably damn near 20, if I'm not mistaken. You got a nice size on the Republican, got a few Democrats, and of course you got the third party independents. But we're just going to highlight some of the ones that you may not have heard too much traction on, as well as you already know, covering Sleepy Joe, which hopefully he just might make it to the preliminaries. If he's awake and given his medication in time, I think he just might make it. Then we have Donald Trump, of course, which is on the other side of the Republicans. Now, we are going to cover a little bit about what these streets are saying concerning these two top candidates. But nonetheless, there are a few that we're going to cover, not many, but there are many that did drop out. So just in case you haven't noticed, did a drive-by, because some of these candidates are really deserving of a drive-by, to be quite honest with you, Black family. So you do have the famous Rob DeSantis, also known as DeSatan, of Florida. And then you have Asa Hutchinson. Then you had the black man who's not black, Vivek Ramaswamy, right? The Indian guy that swears up and down that due to this wonderful country that black people should be way ahead of what he sees, with no relations whatsoever. Then you had Governor Chris Christie, who haven't met a meal that he didn't like. Then you had Doug Burgin. And, of course, our famous pandering house Negro, Mr. Tim Scott. We see where that went. He dropped out. Mike Pence, Larry Elder, another one of graduates of the tomfoolery that Tim Scott grew up. Larry Elder is gone. Perry Johnson, Will Hurd, and Francis Suarez. These were some of the Republican black family that had dropped out. So we don't need to even go back to the past, because they really didn't make a difference in this running race to begin with. Now, for the Democrats, you had about three of them standing, not too many. Marianne Wilson, unfortunately, she is no longer in the race. Now, amongst the Democrats, you have Dean Phillips and Joe Biden, which we now is creating a hellhole as we speak. And our third party independents, and I love to look at the third party independents, because they come from a different perspective. They really don't want to have anything to do with the Democratic demons or the rotten Republicans. They said, I'm standing alone, I'm independent, whether they call themselves the Green Party, the Blue Party, the Orange Party. They said, I am independent. And so you have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Cornel West. Then you have a little third drive-by that came in. Her name is Jill Stein. So we're going to cover a little bit about these candidates. Then you had Ryan Binkley and some, as already know, Nikki Haley, that is in the race along with Trump. So this is just a highlight of some of the current presidential candidates that are, the primaries are coming up real soon. Some of them are March 21st. Some of them is March 5th. Some already have passed, February 21st, I believe. February 5th, excuse me, in South Carolina. But we still have a long ways to go, Black family. We literally have about seven, eight months. And so we really do want you to be in the know of who's coming up next. Now, we don't tell you who to vote for, Black family. We just want to inform you of what's out there for you to make your own informed decision. What we have said, you know, no reparations, no vote. You know, we stand 1,000% on that. And we still will believe in that come November 2024. But if you're not the kind to be as bold and say, you know, I just got to go to the polls because my ancestors did so, and, you know, my family, you know, they've been do nothing Democrats since I was born, and I just got to make it to the polls. So with those people, we say, you know, to each his own. Again, you do what you feel is best in your best interest. But as a whole Black family, we need to be on a page on something. And so this is why we are going to cover just a little bit about some of these upcoming presidential elections, their campaign videos, where they're from, some controversial, some not so much. Again, it's really up to you. So before we get into the meat and grind of today's topic, we want to circle back to our listening audience and those who feel that they will participate in this election, or if you're not, we still want to hear from you. So we want to thank you again for joining us here on Black Power Radio every Sunday and Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. And if you want to call in, please call on in, 515-605-9889, 515-605-9889. Please call in. We want to hear from you. Now, what is your take on the presidential election? This is what we want to hear from you. If you feel that, it's like I said, you don't need to be involved in it any other way, still, we want to hear why. And if you are, who are you going to lean towards? You know, so it's very interesting. So it's up to you, John Q. Public. So with that being said, we're going to round back to our host, Sheikh Imam Akbar, our national chairman, Peace and Black Power.
Black power, again, is a lifestyle. And again, stick and stay. Don't you dare go away. Drag yourself away from that Super Bowl halftime and talk black to us tonight here at Black Power Radio. We're going to bring a co-host up tonight that's out there in the west side of the Washington metropolitan area, a guy straight out of West Virginia, to be factual. But he's a guy that really is a stand-up guy, and a lot of people do a drive-by on our brother Black Lightning, but I'm going to tell you now, Bron can go. He had his own radio show. Plus, he had his own band. He had some funkadelic-style bands back in the day. But he has a political view, and I know he wants to share something with you. And this is a great time to talk about it because it's so-called election year. We have advised you right here at Black Power Radio. If you didn't get your reparations in 23, why the hell are you participating in politics in 24? That's not an ink stain on the carpet in the white supremacy house, in the Capitol, the Longworth, Dexter, the Cannon, any building that's got a name called judicial, legislative, executive, there's no branch of government that has even put an ink stain on the carpet for you in 100 years. But you can be you can be Lulu and Jojo the fool in there, but you're not going to be able to fool us here at Black Power Radio. We are official politics, and we can give it to you straight without any hesitation. But we'd like to talk to our brother, Black Lightning. You're, Black Power, you're live right here on Black Power Radio. Black Power. Oh, yes, you are.
No, my.
Yeah, welcome to the family. Happy to have you tonight.
Well, thank so you. Always welcome. Welcome to be here. Welcome to be here. Black Power, everybody. I don't think we should be giving out our vote without a deal on the table for us, our people. You know, no reparations, no vote. You know, like I say, what are they offering us? You know, other than a tradition of backwardness. That's what it. More tradition of backwardness. They offered us the guts of the pig to eat, and then the slave ate that. And then they passed that generation of eating chitlins down to down to so many generations until I stopped that pattern of chitlin eating in my family. So you know, it's like we have a pattern. They know exactly what we're gonna do. So we need to upgrade ourselves and lift the pattern, so we can have our own candidates for the. I'm going to stay on point, but I'm going to come back to it too, because what I'm saying is we're conditioned to go Democrat right now. But as you know, Lincoln being a Republican, everybody, you know, the black folks would say, okay, we're, you know, we go Republican, you know. And the Dixiecrats, they were the worst racists of all time, you know, and they were running all the southern regions politically, and which they still do. That's why they allow Ku Klux Klan in those areas of the South without any reprimand or repercussions. Because they are mostly the cops down there, the politicians down there, and whatnot. So some kind of way we got conditioned to say we're gonna we're not gonna look at chitlins as the guts of the pig no more. We're gonna look at it like all it needs is some hot sauce and some potato salad. And some greens with it, you know, instead of looking at it like it's the guts of the pig or smelling it as it's being washed. And it got to be washed thoroughly, too, because you know what you're washing. Man, I'm saying that to say this. The political structure fabric in America is like the guts of that damn pig, you know. They're not offering us nothing. Except starvation or the guts of the pig, you know. So what do you take? I take starvation, you know. I take waiting it out. Do like Gandhi. let's have a fast about it, you know. Basically, we have no good alternatives. You know, I would say bet for the brother because at least in his hands we stand a chance, which I thought we stood a chance with Obama, but oh, my mistake, you know. But then again, you know, whatever a president brings to the table has to be approved by Congress. And even if he tried, they would have shot it down anyway. But I'm saying, if I was him, the people would say, well, at least he tried. You know what I mean? Because they'd be like beating on Congress door. Say, no, well, I'd be on the nationwide TV. Say, well, they screwed us again. You know? But no, he ain't doing that. Ain't none of them doing that. So what we don't want is a puppet in blackface. And we don't, you know, and we don't want to vote for one or two crooks. Come on now. We got Biden, his son is a crackhead or a cokehead, one of the two. Crack, coke, same damn thing. you know, he'd probably do both. But then they finding the shit in the White House and so of course it's his son. That's why they can't say on the why. In other words, it's the White House. If I dropped an ink pen, they would call me up on the phone. Sir, you dropped the ink pen at the White House. So they can't figure out who dropped the paraphernalia, you know. And we all know it's probably his son. And so I'm just saying, you got the flip side of that coin. Is to get the rich, he grew up with Trump growing up with a silver spoon in his mouth, looking at a color television that stayed fucked up because obviously he thought hair was orange. But I'm just saying, there ain't no good candidates. Oh, let me throw this in real quick. $77Bakers. So we can keep the Black Power Radio going. $77Bakers and $77Bakers. That's BAKERS with all capital letters. And like I say, just recently, what they did with the crime bill, they finally did something with the crime bill. But Yeah, the crime bill been out ever since Newt Gingrich hit the road. You know, I mean, they haven't done nothing to upgrade it yet. They got a lot of stipulations in there that actually to make sure they stop a black revolutionary from speaking, because they say if a riot starts. This is in the crime bill, right? Because I read that joint. I made sure I read it. Because what's the name? Eleanor Holmes Norton. She was doing a campaign, right? And I was trying to help her out down at her campaign headquarters and stuff. And she seemed cool. And she told me, she said, when I was making deliveries, said, well, you get a copy of that crime bill, right? Said, make sure you bring me a copy too, right? I said, okay. I said, shit, what's in this crime bill? I said, I got my own copy. I got my highlighter. I'm ready to highlight everything in that joint. But it said that bill has never been to figure out the needs of the people, basically. That's what it said right off the bat. But one of the things that I was alluding to was if a speaker starts a riot and somebody gets killed in the riot, then that person gets the death penalty. That's in the crime bill. Now, a lot of BS in the crime bill. So what I'm saying is we haven't had no champion of the people to say, I am a black revolutionary and not a happy slave. I am
a black Panther.
And I am a black revolutionary. They ain't had nobody to just to stand up and say
black
it.
Panther.
Let's do it.
And I
a
am
black
a black
and
revolutionary.
I am a black revolutionary.
I am
and I'll be
black
right here
Panther.
When y'all call me black to the table.
And I am a black
and
revolutionary.
I am
black power.
Black power. So no, my answer in short is, there is nobody to vote for unless they squander for our vote, not by kissing babies or kissing behinds, but by giving us at least trying to push for our reparations, at least be banging on the door for our reparations so we can look at them and say, well, at least they tried. Black power.
Black power, black power. They're not turning the doorknob. They're not turning the key. They're not even thinking about me. And I'm just saying to you, brother and sister, we have been total social political fools for more than 100 years, not just isolated to Jesse James Clyburn alone, but I am just so doggone glad that you landed on Wooden Tooth Newt Gingrich, Speaker of the House. I am the one that, again, opened an investigation on this Wooden Tooth guy by the name of Newt Gingrich. We investigated him from top to bottom, and it was an undercover investigation to start with. Oh, yes, he did. And this guy was laundering and hiding money from the IRS. Just think of it. And they say the IRS is not even really a part of the U.S. government. It's a private organization that comes to collect your money. You got to really study that IRS, huh? Internal Revenue Service. It doesn't say .gov. It says .IRS. Come on. You know the deal. You know the drill. Give it up, give it up. And they take your money and ask questions later, right? They take a certain portion and say, this is federal funds that we are confiscating these funds. You can buck, you can tuck, but they really don't give a. You understand, they taking this money. They don't get your consent for the amount of money. They isolate this money. This will be taken out of your check, sir. We're glad you stopped by and worked for us. But this will be taken out of your check, sir. And this amount over here, that'll be taken again. And then this will be taken for the state. This will be taken for the federal. This will be taken for. And they have so many expenditures. And then you look at your little raggedy check. You know what? I worked 80 hours. I worked 40, 50, 70, 80, 120 hours to get this. And they say, oh, you know, we add the rate for overtime. And then add the rate for the shortages. Add the other rate. And they'll take that black, too. But Newt, boy, Newt, old Georgia boy, Wooden Tooth Newt Gingrich, didn't report one single red cent of that money to the IRS or to the federal government or to anywhere on his taxes, but is fully ready and safe, capable of advising you in taxes. Oh, boy, Newt wasn't prepared to spend one dime in tax money. And this is a total criminal. This is not, no, but these are premeditated criminals that you have consented to operate government. Terrible the report to give your captain, especially if your captain named Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar, who's really going to investigate this stuff and really look deep into it and say, what? This guy didn't pay it. You say his wife was where? On her deathbed? Oh, my. And he's out potted, pimping the holes and slamming the Cadillac doors? Are you kidding me? The Speaker of the House, he got locked down for unethical conduct as a speaker. Just every form of malfeasance imaginable, every form of criminal neglect to his family, his country, just a straight-out criminal. And you want me now, a Nat Turner Plantation slave, to come up and call him Mr. Speaker? I will call him Mr. Criminal as he actually is. I see things through not the rose-colored glass, sure. For sure, we don't look through any rose-colored glasses, but we look through the clear glasses, and we put the clean glass right by the dirty glass, and we will call a shot, and we will tell you things as they actually are. Why? Simply because, that's K-U-Z, right? Because, and simply because, if you're my first cousin, I can call you cuz tonight, because we see things as they actually are, and far too many of you are looking through the milky, isn't it? It's not M-I-L-K-Y. Milky, hot, not milk, milk is M-U-L-K, whatever. Foggy glasses. You're looking crazy as F tonight. If you're still loyal to a system that hasn't made any provision for you whatsoever, don't be fooled by the so-and-so bill. So it sums all the way up in a thing called blue-collar politics. In the person of Hoax, or some call him Joe. They say, Joseph. Joseph. So-called president. I just think it's just Sleeping Hojo. Somebody gave me the name the other day. Sleeping Hojo. We said some call him Joe Biden, some call him Ho Biden. So we just call him Sleeping Hojo. So the first time I heard a speech from this guy, I thought it was a sleeping. But he's an undercover blue-collar Democrat, meaning that he's actually a Republican in disguise, but he's pushing their program, as did the Virginia and the West Virginia senators that he's very close, not just statewide, but all of the white nationalism was coming down from all your known names like Rudy Giuliani, Hal Turner, and Sean Hannity, and Bill O'Reilly, and Rush Limbaugh, and all those days. Thank God they're gone, and say bygone to those days. But when that was happening, they ran from Maine, from Kenny Buckport over, put Bush in there with them, all the Bushes that Jesse Jackson warned you to stay out of them Bushes, all the Bushes from Kennebunkport, Maine, all the way down to, what's the last place in Jersey before you cross the Delaware? Well, anyhow, to the end of the New Jersey Turnpike and the end of the Garden State Parkway in New Jersey, picks up a guy by the name of Joe Biden. If you name your son Hunter, that means you are a goddamn killer. Don't make any mistake about that. But all of them are competing for number one killer, I will assure you of that. And they got in this contest, along with the Clinton, Slick Billy Bob, the Republican, quick to tell you, you know, Slick Willie, Willie Bob Clinton, you know, you remember Slick Willie, don't you? Yeah, he's got a bunch of body bags, buddy. So him and Hillary have a lot of these body bags, including Muammar Gaddafi and including the Whitewater
Capitol.
Oh, good old Chappaquiddick and Chappawitted. It's the whole soup warmed over again. But nevertheless, they had no form of politics on their mind whatsoever with the family invasion of AT and some other things that you add in for sweatshops and lollipops and everything else you put in. They spend pennies and make millions. And you stand by on the drive-by as though you didn't see it. That Clinton, Obama, Joe Biden all signed off on those horses, tracking down the Haitians and beating them like they were manger dogs. And you still stand over there with their politics.
Yeah, I'm skipping. Something
terribly wrong. There's some terrible things been done to you. And by the way they treated the Haitians at the seashore is evidence of why horrible and horrific crimes continue to be done to you because you don't want to stand up on your Wheaties and your oatmeal, your grits. You have no political respect in America. You keep coming. You want to challenge Sheikh Imam Akbar? I'm telling you straight up, all you're going to get is get smoked. I don't care if it's goddamn Donald the Duck Trump, Joe Biden, Obama. I will smoke them out. Trust me. You just don't have any confidence that you ever produced anything. And Malcolm has told you that as long as you've been convinced that you've never done anything, then damn, it's unlikely that you will ever do anything. You must be skillful and effective against the opposition. They plan nothing but your death and destruction on a daily basis. And I don't have to get started long, just smoke them out. But I'm just saying to you, brother and sister, wake up, juices in the mix. There's a 628 out there, 628-478-477. I think you're in Los Angeles, but you're part of that West Side. Can you come to that mic, sister, real quick and identify yourself and tell us a little bit about your power from the West Side? How is that view from the West Side? Black Power? Black Power. She there with us? 628-628-477. You're live right here on Black Power Radio. And she's busy, busy, or on point. Trying to raise up. 628. Can you get a live truth bay on 68? 628, if she's there. Anyway, right here.
Come on down.
Of 196,940,000
square miles. Can y'all hear me?
You're live. Give me your name, just so I can correct.
Yes, that's TK.
Black Power.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm trying to homeschool this child. How y'all doing? I'm trying to homeschool this child. I was in here talking to y'all with the phone on me. Why did I press the wrong thing?
Don't just kick off, Black. Without a leave, you got to give us your name and slow down. Tell us where you're from and what you're doing, and tell us your politics. Now, give us your name first, right? You're live,
no,
on
I'm
Black
sorry.
Comedy.
I was talking to y'all when I thought I was pressing the mute button. I'm pressing the wrong button. I'm home to my son, so I'm sorry. This Tanisha calling in from California. Y'all not in L.A., I was saying, but I was talking to myself.
Hey, yeah,
I'm not in L.A., I'm in California. I'm an exit from San Francisco or in
New York City. New York City. I'm going to slow you down. Can I slow you down for a minute? In New York City,
oh,
they
I
say, like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And they just said, what? Yeah, I mean. That's a popular yo duck. But see, I never heard of L.A. talk. Are you originally from L.A.?
No, I just said I'm not from L.A. I don't know if I'm a homeschooler my son in the technology, but I said I'm from California. I mean, I'm actually from San Francisco. I live in Marin City.
So I'm gonna give me a hint. Now, they talk fast where you're from in California. I'm more than sure. Where are you from exactly?
No,
California?
I just talk
the
fast,
Bay Area.
I think.
The Bay Area.
I'm just from the Bay. I'm an exit from San Francisco. I'm where Tupac and Phoenix Shakur was here.
I know San Francisco. I've lived
I'm
in the Mojave
City.
Desert.
I'm where
Phoenix
was at,
Tupac.
I'm from the jungle. Where the jungle? Anybody know the jungle?
Bakersfield. I've been all over California.
Marin City. Right.
All the way up to Seattle, Washington. I'm not going to joke about the West Side. I'm very familiar. I just wanted you to slow down and just tell the people
your
name.
Yeah, we talked before. I'm in California. Marin City. California, Marin City. I'm in Southfield, Marin City, the jungle.
And your name is?
Tanisha Adams. We didn't talk before. I'm a true fact. Remember, I've been co-hosting him.
Okay,
so
I'm
going
to listen to you now. And tell us your politics. And what your take is on the 24, the so-called elections they're having, socialism,
once again,
politics.
I'm not doing nothing. I ain't told y'all over and over. I'm trying to keep telling like a broken record. Y'all know what I'm doing. I'm not going with none of those parties. When we get on the ballot, I know what I'm voting for. Vote for us and not nothing. I'm tired of you, like, saying it over and over again, y'all.
Right on. Okay. For those who may not know.
I'm going to get back to home soon. I'm so busy.
Wait a minute. You're on radio. Let me talk to you for a minute. Now, when I grew up, we had, like, all radio. So I kind of got used to talking on the radio. And then you had a guy named Howard Stern. They updated me today. Howard Stern gave a take on something for us. And Rush Limbaugh. And then Madison just passed the other day, black host. I remember a guy named Bernie McCain, Eric St. James, a lot of radio personalities. But, see, we don't have the luxury of a camera yet here on Black Power Radio. But we're gradually bringing it. Because I'm just not coming on every day and just play my different suits and just talk to you on the radio. But virtual is coming. Truth Bay and Black Lightning are introducing some virtual. So we really can't read minds. So the only way you can communicate with us is through talking. And not that I'm putting any strain on you, but when you're live on the radio, you have a golden opportunity to spell it out like a T.I. is, if that's where you are in California, and tell us what's really on your mind about the system, about your current and present situation, the situation of others, the situation of black people. There's multiple options and multiple ways of dropping it like it's hot on Black Power Radio. So I didn't want you to strain, but I just want you to think that over. So when you come back to the mic, you can drop it with James Brown and say, I know you're out of sight. Mashed potatoes, alligators, jump back, see you later, alligators. So we're going to be getting back to Truth Bay, but I don't know if you had a few things that you wanted to explain that were just pressing. Then now is the opportunity for you to share that. Is it Tanisha? Is that what she said?
I was talking to y'all. Y'all couldn't hear me. So that was a miscommunication. So that's all I was trying to tell y'all. I was talking to myself. Thought y'all heard me the first time. That's all I was saying. So.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I got you.
Y'all know my family. I don't rock with Biden. I don't rock with any of the parties. Y'all know I'm happy that we made it to the ballot finally. I'm rocking with us. I'm trying to educate people to understand I'm already having issues with people online that don't want to be called black. I think the Africans hate us. They don't want to be called black African-Americans. So I'm already dealing with that kind of weird stuff, trying to educate them to get on this power. While I've been posting your lives, I've been posting everything today. I've been on Zoom with y'all earlier today. I'm just working steps and trying to build a power and get people, you know, educated. Y'all know what I'm doing. That's what I want to do. Educate them because they don't understand. They don't understand.
Yeah. People don't understand.
Nobody understands. They don't. They're on social media.
If I may say that, I have a person across the Michigan. So if we had a Mrs. T system, what would that system look like? If we had a perfect Mrs. T system. Tell me a little bit about how would that look? What would shape up? Who would be the components? What would that look like?
Right about now, just the ones that's ready to move forward and fight for what we got to do, and that's the only ones I'm rocking with. The only ones have to be left behind and follow on later, and we have to just educate. Right now, we gotta move forward. My movement is to get the ones that's on the strong. Mind me when it's like me, because I don't have no time. Like I'm honestly dropping plans, whoever, right about now. I don't have time. I'm moving forward. So that's where I'm at right now.
Yes,
I'm just
ma'am.
Trying
yes,
to
ma'am.
Do it again and find one that's ready.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I hear in your sentiment that you want no, I'm going to say it for you, no black child left behind. That means the black woman, we don't have the luxury of throwing anyone under the bus, brother and sister. We need to be all inclusive of all of our people in a whole list. We must do all of our socialism, all of our politics must be dealt with and must be done holistically for the whole family. And with that said, I'm going to transfer this mic out and give it over to our co-host tonight, who's going to give you an armload, a whole busload of politics coming from our National Minister of Justice. A great person to teach politics, and she can teach some politics, y'all. So don't be mistaken now, and don't you dare underestimate Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay of attending to a subject of politics on this line. She is one of the most awesome I've ever seen demonstrate politics. I don't care who you are, where you came from, and let them give a damn where you're going. That sister can drive it like it's hot. So, bro, welcome back to the airwaves, our co-host tonight. Dropping it like it's hiding clean out of sight. Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay to explain some more of these concepts of politics because I'm loving it. It's fire. We got Black Lightning. We got Ms. T on the LA. We got us some all in Shangori, all the regular hosts here at Black Power Radio just fired up. And Dr. Truth Ray is going to give you some more energy to fire this missile on up for Politics 24, Black Power.
Black Power. All right, folks, let's get into the ring. Now, those who are not watching the Super Bowl, we do thank you for not spending no more of your black time with the oppressor. Now, let me tell you something a little bit about sports. We're not here to put anyone down, but if we're putting as much energy into sports as we should, we're building our black communities, I don't think we would have an issue with reparations coming to the floor. I'm just saying. So after today, Black family, let's get back. Let's get Black our thinking caps for the community and be progressive on our issues. Not a big fan with men in tights throwing balls and running everywhere. I'm just saying. But I have brothers, I have uncles, I have father, and I don't question this phenomenon with sports and our people. It is what it is. Now, some of the presidential candidates that we had mentioned, some are known, some are not known. So first up on the chopping block, we have Republican Ryan Binkley. Ryan Binkley. So Ryan Binkley was born November 19, 1967. He is an American pastor, businessman, and politician. He is running on a Republican ticket for the President of the United States. And he is a founder and CEO of the Generational Equity Group since 2006. He's also the co-founder and lead pastor of the Create Church in Richardson, Texas. So he's a good old Texas boy. In August 2023, he announced his candidacy for presidency, in which he just passed nearly the primaries coming up. He was born in Columbus, Georgia. Bachelor of Business Administration Finance from the University of Texas at Austin, McComb School of Business, and he's also a Master Business Administrator as well with a degree. And he got his pastoral ordinance at Southern Methodist University, Cox School of Business. So what is his campaign all about? I mean, he's self-funding his campaign first and foremost. He pretty much has basic traditional values, so he says, received less than 800 votes in the Iowa caucus, so Iowa just passed him to become in the primary. So let's hear a little bit about his campaign video and see what he has to offer. This is Republican candidate Ryan Binkley.
Well, Ryan Binkley has thrown his hat into the ring for President of the United States. He's a businessman and pastor from Texas. The Republican candidate is in Des Moines, and Local 5 was able to chat with him today. He says he believes Democrats and Republicans don't need to agree on everything, but they must agree on the biggest problems that all Americans are facing.
And some of the biggest problems we share, like our financial crisis.
Oh, child. I thought he was about to say reparations, y'all. I got excited. Sorry for a second.
Republicans don't need to agree on everything, but they must agree on the biggest problems that all Americans are facing.
And some of the biggest problems we share, like our financial crisis right now, it's not a Republican or Democratic issue. It's an American issue. And I think if we unite on them, we can actually put together like a roadmap, a budget plan to get out of debt and to make something that's secure for our kids in the future. So that's a good example of what we're trying to accomplish.
Binkley went on to say that it's time for Americans to believe that we can make a difference. And with a proper plan, we can come up with some great solutions.
All right. It's just as exciting as watching paint dry. So with that being said, if Ryan Binkley is your candidate, then so be it. Make your point. Moving forward. Next on the chopping block, we have a Dean Phillips. Dean Phillips. And I believe he might be for the Democratic Party. Yeah, so Dean Phillips is a U.S. representative from Minnesota, 3rd Congressional District. He announced his campaign for the 2024 election on October 27, 2023. So he's pretty late in the game, but he's still in the running. With Robert F. Kennedy's decision to run as independent, he is the second major primary challenger to incumbent Sleepy Joe. And he's a fellow Democratic candidate. Marianne Wilson dropped out, which she dropped out in actually this month, Marianne Williamson. So in July 2023, Phillips said he was considering challenging Joe Biden, which is why he's here. He had made an official announcement in Concord, New Hampshire. So he had disputes with the Democratic National Convention, and he objected to being left off the primary ballot. So they tried to do a drive-by on Mr. Phillips, because he criticized Kamala Harris in a couple of interviews and was a little outspoken on certain instances. So his foreign policy is pretty much the same. He is pro-Israel and makes no difference to us really, but I think it's important to know. He's pro-choice as well as far as health care is concerned. But what I don't hear from Ryan Binkley or Dean Phillips is a platform concerning reparations. Yes, Black family, reparations. So that's one of the things that I have yet to see from any of these candidates. So let's take a listen of Dean Phillips, Democratic candidate for presidential 2024. His slogan is saying the quiet part out loud. I wonder what that would mean. That's it.
There is no political reward in the United States right now for simply speaking the truth.
And there is some growing concern among Democrats over President Biden's polling numbers.
Close to 70% of Democrats want somebody else to run for president.
This is not a normal number for an incumbent.
I respect President Biden, but he's going to lose to Donald Trump, and that's the truth. I will not sit still. I will not be quiet in the face of numbers that are so clearly saying that we're going to be facing an emergency next November. At least you are honest, and you're saying, no, I'm going to do it.
President Biden is facing a primary challenge from a sitting congressman, Dean Phillips of Minnesota.
I think it takes courage to throw your hat in the ring.
I woke up the morning after the 2016 election. My daughters were in tears, and I sat at the breakfast table, and I promised them that I would do something, and I did. Ran for Congress. I flipped the district blue that had been in Republican hands for 60 years.
But in your last race, you won by double digits. People like you. You're like a reasonable man. You get things done.
Lost my dad in Vietnam when I was 6 months old. That's how my life began.
He was killed just days after the moon landing in 1969. And I think about the fact that he got to know America at its very best at a time fighting a war that reflected some of our very worst.
My mom met and remarried a remarkable man, Eddie Phillips, who adopted me and brought me into an extraordinary family. I've lived on both sides of the advantage. Ran our family business, built Belvedere Vodka, sold it to LVMH.
Went on to help build Palenque Gelato into a top-selling gelato brand.
How are things going in the country today? Sadly.
It's staggering how desperate people are. And instead of telling them everything's okay, I think it's time we listen and do something about it. People can't afford their lives. Things that were affordable are no longer. Mortgage rates are going up. Fuel is too expensive. Food is too expensive. People can't afford child care. And I'm on a mission now to do two things. To become president of the United States to change this incredibly destructive system right now. And I'm also now on a mission to expose the truth about what is happening in our politics. The Florida Democratic Party, which is unbelievable I'm even saying these words, decided they would not have a presidential primary. They just said Joe Biden's the winner. The destruction of democracy is not unique to the right. It is happening in front of our eyes right here in your state, and it's happening in Florida right now. It's time for change. It's time for a new generation. We're going to bring joy and hope and optimism back to a country that really needs it. Stop fighting each other and start fighting for each other. That's my agenda. You don't back away from each other as Americans. You're a patriot. You come together. And that's what this campaign is about. I'm running for president and doing that, and we're going to win. We're going to win.
Dean Phillips, my God. When you have a dollar in the dream, this is what Dean Phillips is all about. Now, he's from Minnesota. One of the things that I didn't know was actually he was behind the Belvedere Vodka. I mean, that's been a very popular brand. How many of us remember Belvedere Vodka? I know many of us baby-making music was Belvedere was the choice. And Talenti ice cream is one of those gourmet ice creams in a jar that's like cost like $9 or something at the store. So I didn't know that he was behind these two. So what it shows that he's a businessman. All right, so that's good. But aside from an actual president elected, no, not feeling it at all. Completely whitewashed, doesn't have any relation to black issues based on just his genetic makeup. I mean, he's from Minnesota, for God's sake. So with that being said, there you have it, Black family. That is the Democratic candidate, Mr. Dean Phillips. Now, if there is anyone I want to chime in before we go to our next candidate, we're going to cover about four more important candidates for the presidential election. If anybody wants Shaky Mama Akbar, if anybody wants to chime in on what their thoughts on these first two that we have covered, Republican Ryan Binkley or Democratic Dean Phillips. Does it move or shake us in any way, or does it matter?
Well, regarding your yes, now, these two first two candidates, I mean, they're symbolism, but again, what we predict, as we always do right here at Black Power Radio, that it will likely, more than likely, be a straight ticket race for the Republicans and for the Democrats. And this is what they have done traditionally, is voted straight ticketed, and the one that can muster up the most votes is usually the winner between the Democrats and Republicans. That's just total politics in America for me. But I know you got to play around there with the liberals. Most of you have to see which is one more presidential and pretend that the certain guy's going to get your vote. He's not going to get your vote. Now, if you're a Democrat, he's not going to get your vote if he hasn't earned it and if he didn't. And you're going to go right in there and vote straight ticket and sure is there some deer shit in the woods. But it's just, I mean, it's just the game they play every year. On every
pretty much.
And pretty much that's about how it's going to go. They have never yet, that I can remember, definitely left never in a presidential race, have they ever voted in an independent or a liberal. When he does not stand an ice cube's chance in hell of winning an election in America. But let's just get back to the business. It's going to be a Republican-Democratic race. And you got to pray, because why? I would ask my mother, who you voting lesser of two evils? Ask my father, who's going to be lesser of two evils? Ask auntie and them, lesser of two evils. My grandfather, most of the time, he said, I ain't even voting. But when he would vote, he said, well, I guess I have to go with your father and them down here and vote for the lesser of two evils. Because they had a little shadow box candidate might have had. They anticipate one of the Kennedys would get in. And that's about the last of the real politics. Kennedy smoked the Italian mafia. That's what the real bottom line on the assassination of Robert Francis Kennedy. He went in on their backside on crime, on guns, on liquor, whiskey, dope. He just went in. And then he said, I'm going to take me a presidency. So he had about 90% of the American people, bar none, Republican, Democrat. He had 90% of American people, the right-thinking, righteous people, registered voters who actually get out of their car, and go home, leave their home, get back in their car, and drive to the polls and vote. Those are the American people, and I say nearly 90% of them were really with that thing that Kennedy was talking about. But since then, I haven't seen a political arousal. I haven't seen a decent Speaker of the House candidate since before Newt Gingrich. The last update, Baker, some of those guys may have been some decent speakers hanging around. But since we busted Newt Gingrich, there has not been a decent speaker in the House. A totally politically endowed person has not been roused by the Democrat nor the Republican. That was the
since Bob Dole, as a matter of fact.
Probably since, the last pure
Bob Dole was before Newt Gingrich.
For the opposition was probably Jimmy Carter. So those, it just happened, but they're just not politically astute people. I'm telling you what I know. I'm right here in Washington monitoring presidents, especially from Truman Eisenhower to this hour. The congressional black caucus, the regular Congress, white Congress, the blue-collar and white-collar Democrats, the Republicans, the sub-Republicans, all of those three sides of the aisle. That's right, from Mitch McConnell. I'm calling him Mitch McConnell on Leslie Graham. I'm saying I see all these guys at least it was a month or two or three, but enough to know who they are, and they know who the hell I am. And I'm saying to you from James and Jesse James, Clyburn, Old Wooden Tooth Butterworth from North Carolina, Bobby Rush of Chicago. Oh, I mean, Al Green from down in Texas. Sheila Jackson Lee used to be here. Oh, my God. There's just so many of them. Payne from here, Payne from there. Hakeem this one to Haleem the other one, Andre Carson to Noe Carson, the guy who ran on the Koran from Minnesota, you know, Ellis, Ralph Waldo Ellison. I mean, come on. These guys, all of them, 100% joke to the whole idea of getting anything written down for you. There's not an ink stain from any one of them in the favor we I guarantee you, brothers, I will put my life on it right now. There ain't much of my life left, the part that's left. If I got one leg in the grave, I got one good leg out of the grave. And I'll bet that one good leg and the rest of the other half of my life that they have not put down one single thing from you, from Eleanor Holmes Norton to Barbara Jordan, probably the last few Puritan congresswomen, Adam Clayton Powell, the last few black caucus. And that's it. They did not adopt themselves in Adam Clayton Powell. They didn't walk in the footsteps of Barbara Jordan. They didn't do anything. And modern caucus is completely worthless as the titty flaps on a bull. To me, they sound as dumb as what my brother said, dumb as sow's cheese. Sow's cheese is the cheese they scrape off the pig with the fat, put it in grease back, slime it together with a little vessel, some currants and beans or something other, and call it scrap of hog's cheese. Just like a bologna sandwich in Miss Ham. They ordered two Miss Ham sandwiches, like a Muslim going down, ordered two Miss Ham sandwiches. Nothing but pork barrel politics for the last 100 years. That is my full, complete, and entire take on the situation. And I'll deliver it right in the hands of our good brother, Black Lightning, who's over there west side of the situation. Him and Truth Bay going to rock y'all for a minute, and all the mics open over for the host.
Black,
and I'll talk back to you and say, my.
My, my.
Right on.
I wanted to reiterate what I was saying about our learning. Oh yeah, and you know they know my way of how I think about it too, but the people don't know, so I tell the people. That's all. but basically, we it's like our ancestors. They got it learned to them by the slave masters. The crackers, the slave, the whip crackers, to go along with this or go along or not go along with that, or to say okay, this person's we get told it now by the news. The news say okay, this country is the enemy of America. Well, why? You know, basically over money and oil. And them trying to rip another country off. So in the politics, the same thing. We some kind of way down the road, we got tricked into being Democrats when the Democrats were the
right.
were the worst Dixiecrats. Yeah, it's like the what do you call it? The Jimmy. The Willie Lynch is like they're part of the Willie Lynch syndrome. They teach us this is how we're gonna be. So we're gonna eat chitlins and we're gonna watch the Super Bowl game while something else is going on.
That's right.
While they got us looking up in the sky for the comet to come down, there's something going on right down here while we're looking up.
Right.
So I'm just saying that there ain't no good politicians out there. Even the ones that say that they would they'll back reparations and then act as though they don't know nothing about it. Act as
right.
though they need a comprehensive report so that they'll know about it, which they'll never read. Like that redneck politician said, he a man first and a man of the people second. So, we need someone who's going to be a man or a woman of the people first.
Right.
Yeah, no. So, I'm just saying, ain't nobody saying no reparations, no vote. Nobody saying, no reparations. They're not putting that on the table. No black anti-hate crime bill. They're not putting that on the table. Consortium for the homeless. They're not putting that on the table. So, I mean, what are they offering us for us to want to vote for them? Or is it just a tradition to say, okay, since it's Christmas, we'll put up a Christmas tree, even though in the Bible it says they call it a wicked tree that take out of the woods and deck it with silver and gold so it will not move, but it cannot do evil nor can it do good. And say, don't follow the way of the heathen. Don't be dismayed at the ways of the heathen, you know. So we don't follow no heathen traditions anymore.
Right.
And a heathen tradition to me would be chitlin, hard brown liquor, watching the football game and getting in a fight with the family members for whoever's over there, eating them chicken wings, watching the football game with a whiskey bottle in his hand. Put it down. We don't need to give that to the next generation, because the next generation, they looking and they watching. See, I was the next generation. I was looking, I was watching. So I said, okay, it's time for the football game. Let's go to the liquor store and get us a fifth of some brown liquor, you know? Yeah, as long as it's brown, we don't care. But we do care, because that's been the downfall of a lot of our people. It was the 13th Amendment. We're slaves unless we break a law. But anyway. So I'll leave the politics with responsible hands like Truth Bay, who can go ahead and at least stand up and say, I am a Black Panther and I am a Black revolutionary while you're doing it, instead of saying, oh, well, I'm an independent. No, we're not independents. We're the new Black Panther Party. Yeah, Black Power. So where y'all
Black
at?
Power.
Well, I hear you, Sister Tanisha. We know where you come from, but the people don't know. I got to remind the people every time I talk to them that I am your revolutionary voice of the people, the Black Open Up Lion, Black Lightning, Black Power.
Right. Black Power. I got you. You know I got you over here. Just had some phone technology issues. I'm here, though.
Oh, good. Glad you're here. Yeah. Where's our soon-to-be lieutenant governor?
She's still on here.
Bay. I'm on this.
We
line.
Also here, I think.
I'm creeping up like a ninja, slipping in and out.
Okay.
The tomfoolery that goes between our people.
Some of that Super Bowl.
That's why we're here. That's right. I know some people is on that Super Bowl right now. I would like to have a spoiler alert for those who want to watch it,
worry about it
when they get home and find out.
I
wonder how much money.
I should have cut up on it today, boy. Was it tonight? Mama.
Yes. Okay, so let's continue on with the round of presidential elections. And so we have covered two lesser-known traction of candidates. We just went over Ryan Binkley.
And Dean.
Yes, and Dean Phillips. Now we go to a more known candidate. He actually is running on the Democratic side, and his name is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And he announced his candidacy back in April of 2023. So he was pretty much early on in the game of the 2024 presidential election. He holds a diverse mix of traditional liberal, conservative, and libertarian views, in addition to his conspiracy theories. He's a big supporter of the anti-vax mandate. As a matter of fact, I actually met Robert Kennedy about 3 years ago, and he was adamant. He was doing tours about the vaccine and how that directly impacted his family. He also has VoiceBox. So he's one of the candidates that actually, if you want him to be president of the United States, he's gonna have to have a dynamic microphone. Because I tell you, boy, I don't know where he's coming from with the things that he says. But overall, for me, I need to have someone who's gonna be speaking to the people in a clear and concise voice. So that's just my opinion. Now, Kennedy is member of the infamous Kennedy family, four of whom have previously run for the United States presidency. So he has his uncle, John F. Kennedy, who was elected Democrat in 1960, and we all know what his demise was.
Right.
Then he had his uncle, Ted Kennedy, ran a campaign nomination in 1980, but he was beaten by the primaries by Jimmy Carter at the time. So what does Robert Kennedy really have to offer? I mean, he is a popular name floating around amongst a lot of black people as well, black Democrats who may not know any better. And so he is making some runs. He actually will be in Los Angeles February 21st. And so yours truly will definitely be in attendance to see what this man really has to offer. So let's hear one of his campaign videos. This is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s campaign video.
The media pundits are going to tell you that we don't have any chance. They've given me a couple of first names, one of them is long shot candidate. And they say my impact is only going to draw votes from the other candidates. The Democrats are frightened that I'm going to spoil the election for President Biden. And the Republicans are frightened that I'm going to spoil it for President Trump. The truth is, they're both right. I have seen the polls that they won't show you. I've sat at the kitchen tables that they don't bother to visit. I've shaken hands with tens of thousands of invigorated Americans over the past 6 months who are excited about a change. And I can tell you our campaign has ignited a movement that has been smoldering for years. And that's the real reason that the party elites in Washington and the insiders are terrified of my candidacy. There have been anti-establishment candidates before, but none of them who understands actually how to get the job done. Unlike President Trump, I've been fighting corporate corruption and suing government agencies for 40 years. I know how they work. And I know how to clean them up. And unlike any president since 1963, I will stand up to the military-industrial complex. I will cash in the peace dividend, and I'll bring our troops home with honor. I'll rebuild America's strength from the inside out. What really terrifies the elites, though, is not me. It's what I represent, a populist movement that defies left-right division. I am merely the balustrade of a ship that is going to cut through the armadas of corruption, of secrecy, of lies. If you like this video and you want to learn more about me and the movement that we're building, please go to Kennedy24.com.
All right. So there is Robert F. Kennedy, who says he's the battleship that's going to cut through the administration of Republican and the Democratic Party. So he thinks pretty highly of himself, of his position in this particular race. He is part of the sea of Europeans that I feel, no matter what, is going to go against the needs of we the people. So again, if you want to take a look and more into Robert F. Kennedy's campaign, you are free to do so. Kennedy2024.com and see more of his policies. Now, next, we are going to look at one of our more known candidates, and this is a woman. That's right, a lady at the helm. And so her name is Nimrata Nikki Haley, born as Radawa. Nimrata Radawa is her birth name, born in January 20th, 1972. Go Capricorn. Is an American politician, and she served as the 116th governor of South Carolina from 2011 to 2017 and as the 29th U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. from January 2017 to December 2018. She's a member of the Republican Party, and she is the first Indian American to serve as a presidential cabinet. Now, when I first heard of Nikki Haley, because I'm not from South Carolina, so I didn't know about her until this presidential campaign, I literally thought that she was, you know, European, you know, Caucasian. She has the Caucasian talking points, and we're going to hear an infamous tape when she was questioned about the Civil War. So that kind of turned her candidacy a little sideways with that particular blunder. So Nimarata, also known as Nikki Haley, was born at Bamberg County Hospital in South Carolina. She was born to immigrant Sikh parents from Amritsar, Punjab, India. Her father, Anjit Singh Wadawa, was a professor of Punjab Agricultural University, and her mother, Raj Kaur Wadawa, received her law degree from the University of Delhi. So her parents immigrated from India to Canada in 1964, and that's when she actually came here, was born here in South Carolina soon afterwards. So let's hear her detailed campaign. Strong and proud is her campaign slogan. And this is Nikki Haley for presidential candidate 2024.
The railroad tracks divided the town by race. I was the proud daughter of Indian immigrants. Not black, not white. I was different. But my mom would always say, your job is not to focus on the differences, but the similarities. And my parents reminded me and my siblings every day how blessed we were to live in America. Some look at our past as evidence that America's founding principles are bad. They say the promise of freedom is just made up. Some think our ideas are not just wrong, but racist and evil. Nothing could be further from the truth. I have seen evil. In China, they commit genocide. In Iran, they murder their own people for challenging the government. And when a woman tells you about watching soldiers throw her baby into a fire, it puts things in perspective. Even on our worst day, we are blessed to live in America. I was born and raised in South Carolina, so I have seen the very best of our country. People here threw out the old, tired political establishment and demanded accountability for their tax dollars. Industry reports called us the beast of the Southeast. People came by the thousands for fresh starts. Moms and dads held their heads up high. Children learned that it was always
the great day in South Carolina.
A great day in South Carolina. We were strong. We were proud. And when evil did come, police in South Carolina are looking for a gunman following a shooting at a church.
Some victims, we don't know the severity.
We turned away from fear toward God and the values that still make our country the freest and greatest in the world. We must turn in that direction again. Republicans have lost the popular vote in 7 out of the last 8 presidential elections. That has to change. Joe Biden's record is abysmal, but that shouldn't come as a surprise. The Washington establishment has failed us over and over and over again. It's time for a new generation of leadership to rediscover fiscal responsibility, secure our border, and strengthen our country, our pride, and our purpose. Some people look at America and see vulnerability. The socialist left sees an opportunity to rewrite history. China and Russia are on the march. They all think we can be bullied, kicked around,
You should know this about me. I don't put up with bullies. And when you kick back, it hurts them more if you're wearing heels. I'm Nikki Haley, and I'm running for president.
Now I thought I was in a feature film of Star Wars 26. This is astronomical. She spent quite a bit of money on this campaign video, Black Family. So she married Michael Haley in 1996, which is where her last name derived from, and they celebrated both their Sikh and Methodist ceremonies. They have two children, and Haley converted to Christianity in 1997, and her husband attended the United Methodist Church. Now, her husband was an officer in the South Carolina Army National Guard, and he had a tour of duty in Afghanistan. So they currently reside in Kiowa Island in South Carolina. That's near Charleston. She's estimated net worth of $1 million in 2019, and she grew to an estimated $8 million by 2022. And this was in part by her book sales. Now, what was the turning point of her candidacy was when she was asked the infamous question concerning the Civil War, which we all know the Civil War, Black Family, was a direct result of slavery. North and South both had differences on how we are to be viewed, how we are to be treated. And so they're like, hey, we can't come to an agreement, so just let's kill each other. And that's where the Civil War came about. And so when she was asked this on one of the election platforms, her response came viral.
What was the cause of the United States Civil War?
Well, don't come with an easy question, right? I mean, I think the cause of the Civil War was basically how government was going to run, the freedoms and what people could and couldn't do. What do you think the cause of the Civil War was? I mean, I think it always comes down to the role of government and what the rights of the people are. And I will always stand by the fact that I think government was intended to secure the rights and freedoms of the people.
Thank you. And then in the year 2023, it was astonishing to me that you answered that question without mentioning the word slavery.
What do you want me to say about slavery?
You answered my question. Thank you.
What do you want me to say about slavery? Well, we want you to acknowledge that one of the greatest wars on this soil was because of that very thing that you neglected to bring up. And so that, my friend, was the reason why we had to give Ms. Nikki Haley the side eye on all aspects. Now, one of the things that they stated that if Trump does become president, that she may be in the running for vice president. However the case is, it's not going to bring any, never mind, to us as a people. And so that goes down to our, any thoughts of what you just heard concerning Nikki Haley? The floor is yours. What's your thoughts on that, Black Family?
What part is she going for? Is she on Democrat or Republican? Which one is she going for again?
No, she's Republican.
Okay.
Oh, yes. She is a Republican. So that explains why she may not know too much about slavery. But
right.
Nonetheless, as a candidate for presidency, that definitely is something that you should at least fake it until you make it. But she didn't hold those bars and just be like, hey, what do you want me to say about slavery? It is what it is. I'm not black, as she said. And I'm not white.
Right.
I'm just different. So what that really means is that she will be on the bandwagon concerning black issues, but for sure she will not advocate for our black issues. And that's something that at least we know up front where she's going with this. All right, so now we go to our more favorite. He actually was gaining some major traction last year when he first announced his candidacy back in June 5th, 2023. And we have no other than philosopher and academic and political activist Cornel West. Cornel West. So he is of the independent bracket, the Green Party nomination for their primaries. And we all know who was the other famous person that was on the Green Party, which was Bernie Sanders. That was a nightmare and a half. And so the Green Party, for some reason, they feel like as a standalone that they get enough traction to remain on the independent ballot, which is fine. But again, usually we've always seen in the end, either it is a Republican or a Democrat. So when Cornel West came on the scene, oh my God, I mean, he was like flying high. He was disrupting sort of the platforms that they felt from Joe Biden. This was a threat that they felt that he was doing in the beginning. And he was like, no, man, I mean, I'm just running. You know, I want to disrupt the status quo. You know, I know he's a jazz enthusiast. That is for sure. There's not one speech that I can remember that he doesn't have a musical reference of some point to jazz. And some people, you know, they do like him in the Black Power circles, which is awesome, which is awesome. But what I feel is that, again, when it really comes down to Black issues, I don't think that Cornel West would step forth and bring that full circle. I think he's more of, as a philosopher, I think he is more of a talking head eloquently. He uses a lot of big words, which is, you know, he's smart. That man is smart. But what we need more for a candidate is for someone to really put action behind the closure of Black issues that we're facing. And so that's why I want us to pull the veil off of this only Black face politician. Well, he's not a politician, so he says, over what his real stance is for this presidential election. So let's hear what Dr. Cornel West has to say concerning his candidacy for 2024 election. Oh, wrong one.
Says we need you to be part and parcel of wrestling with this corporate duopoly, this two-party system that impedes, it gets in the way of the unleashing of the kind of policies of abolishing poverty and homelessness, of dealing with working wages, cutting back on militarism, and most importantly, trying to ensure that the best of who we are as a people can be more manifest, can be more concrete, because the crisis is real and these catastrophes are bombarding us. Please, come join us.
All right. Short, sweet, and to the point. So on January 14th, 2023, he announced he was running for the Green Party election, and his tenure running down, he was federally mandated for the second quarter for fundraising report. It showed that he had raised $71,000, almost $72,000 in 9 days after announcing his campaign. And he had spent only $2,700, leaving him with $69,000 on hand. So a lot of people had issues with that, saying, hey, what are you really spending your money on? I mean, you're not spending it on anything. We don't really hear too much of Cornel West nowadays. So I'm wondering if he's really putting forth the funding for his campaign as hard as he can to really reach the people. Or was it just a hot start and it's going to end up being a cold finish? So I don't have too much confidence in seeing Cornel finishing this race, and if he does, he definitely will be distant third, from what I see. What are your thoughts on Cornel West, Black family? We want to hear from you.
No, that's another coon to me. I don't know. I'm even quiet. Yeah. That's another coon to me. I think he might coon us out. I don't know. another Black Lives Matter take the money and go, you know what I mean? Sitting on his own knees. Hope not, but I don't trust him right now.
Well, he's standing on black issues, though. Well, he's standing on some black issues, so I go with Cornell. I'm not giving the Democrats or the Republican no vote. You know?
We got to get more.
If I'm going to give up any vote, and we did have to fight for the vote. So, I mean, we might as well vote all the coons
the green,
out.
Huh? Yeah, we got the coons
out.
And he might let us. He might sign our bill and get things going. I mean, I don't know. We got to listen to him more.
I've seen the brothers before. Yeah. I agree with Cornell as my only candidate.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's just me because I'm just going black.
We
need a black Congress. We get a black Congress, right. We can get something done. The president doesn't get anything done. The Congress gets everything done.
True.
You know?
And so, I think, I remember,
well,
you know,
we do have a black Congress. It's called the Congressional Black Congress.
We have black congressmen, but I mean, we need to get a majority. Like they always want a majority of Republicans,
yes.
Democrats.
Yeah,
we need
majority
a,
for third
a majority
party.
Of black, whether they be Republican or Democrat or independent. Mm-hmm.
And then it'll stick. Okay. I think that's what Gregory was saying before. We get enough of the people to vote the third, you know, in, and then it'll work. If we don't have enough educated, then it's not going to happen. So I'm glad we have these education courses going now before November so we can get enough black people educated to probably, you know, vote this in, you know, so they'll know how to vote on this new, you know, ballot coming up. That's a good start.
And sometimes they don't get voted in or out. They just... The people don't raise a finger to get them out. You know, some of these house seats they just go vacant, or they just get the same person just falls back into that place again. You know, without any competition at all. We need to give them some competition.
Yeah,
no, for real. That's my take on it. Yeah. And
political footnote. Now go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well,
political football.
Again, you had the political football and the proverbial non-electable candidates, et cetera. But nevertheless, between all of the independents and liberals, that puts Robert Francis Kennedy and Cornel West at odds. Instead of one of them being smart enough to go in and just take the Democrat, that's who they are, actually. They're courting the Democrat crossover, hoping that enough Democrats will cross over and put them at least on the ballot and into office. And it's just wishful thinking. What I call pork barrel politics, and, you know, a lot of hoop-de-doo about a lot of bit of nothing, and it's going to be a straight Democrat, straight Republican. Take it. That's what it is. But I do admire these brothers for stepping up, such as Cornel West. He's an associate of mine and a well-educated man, Yale, Harvard type of professor, just unlimited in knowledge, instrumental in the Million Man March, instrumental in a lot of civil rights. If people study him, they'll know that he's the number one advocate for Dr. King. He has a very similar track record of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in that he was the brightest crown in the box. He aced all his stuff, magna cum laude kind of guy, a very studious, educated guy, smart, but politically not totally astute. But nevertheless, he brings his politics, et cetera. If you have to look at Dr. King, was more influential than all of the presidents. All the modern-day presidents, none of them have left a day for their holiday. None of them have quotes. Dr. King's quotes etched in stone downtown Washington, D.C. I mean, a whole rack of quotes. You could spend some time reading his quotes of wisdom. Robert Francis Kennedy, he had a famous quote. I don't know if anybody can bring it. But JFK had a quote called, think not what your country can do for you, but think what you can do for your country.
What you can do for your country.
But listen to that. Dr. King said, let justice rain down like water. Now, think about what I'm putting in front of you. Dr. King's quote, let justice rain down like waters. I have been to the mountaintop. I've looked over. We, as a people, get to the promised land. And that list goes on and on, on wisdom, on justice, and fighting for freedom for the underserved people's candidate for just liberation of the whole middle class was raised a notch because of Dr. King. And like I say, his sayings are etched in stone in some form of prominence down in them all. You got one or two quotes from Jefferson, Ben Franklin, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Fitzgerald Kennedy, even Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter don't have half the quotes. Dr. King from right down the street from Jimmy Carter. Dr. King got a whole bunch of quotes that you can achieve wisdom, knowledge, understudy, oversteady, wherever you are going for social, political knowledge. King was right there with a quote, a remarkable quote, a memorable quote. Dr. Frederick Douglass, to organize, right? Organize against undiscipline. Organize against discipline. Organize against undiscipline. Frederick Douglass, find a peacemaker, right? And organize against the warmonger. Position yourself in a manner to defeat the warmongers. So to our political reality, Kennedy, Johnson, all those guys, Robert Francis Kennedy Sr. and John Fitzgerald Kennedy Sr., Lyndon Baines Johnson, all war mongers. My. Bush, boy, Bush, what is it? George Prescott Bush. George Walker Clinton Obama Bush. War mongers, man. And King came clean against the war, against a violation of civil rights and the bombing of people that you don't know, et cetera. And his coming clean left an indelible footprint in the sand for Dr. King to overshadow Obama, Clinton. You can barely remember any quote from Obama other than he ran on change. But his kind of change partially destroyed Black America, for my money, for the Black America that I was looking for, or the Black independent nation, or the Blacks in general in North America, were nearly destroyed by Obamacism. That's just a political fact and reality. And King had those quotes in there. Frederick Douglass against him to avoid exclusion, and then again have full participation in your own Black government, not in the opposition's government, in your own government. Wake up juice don't cost you a dime, but it costs you when you don't use it skillfully and effectively against the opposition. That's the only place that a political astuteness would not be of value to you, when you don't use it. And that list goes on, and I know you can find some King quotes that overshadow Lincoln's in them quotes. Well, it's not a quote, brother and sister, until you can use it skillfully and effectively against your opposition. So I will land there, but you know, I can go on for a couple of hours about this stuff, and I won't even have to repeat myself. And that's what your political astuteness of your Sheikh Imam Akbar, a political reality, giving you wake-up juice 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and spanning the rod on the opposition is not going to get you out of this. And I'm saying to you, tiptoeing to the tulips won't help you out of this. Singing three or four verses of Kumbaya will not get you out of this. You have to use your wisdom, your political strength, and your courage, your own social intelligence, and using your own position in society over $1 trillion budget will get you out of this. Trust me, when you use it skillfully and effectively against the opposition. As I land my plane, just singing as always, my, my, my. Y'all sure look good tonight. My, my.
Black power.
Black power. Black power to death. Yes, sir. So we got to drink the wake-up juice, so you say, and keep our eyes peeled on the prize. And really, black family, it's in none of these candidates. It is self-determination. It is
right.
An alternative governance. That is what we, the people, really need. But until that happens, black family, until we actually have all majority of our conscious black folks executing self-determination, we have to go with what's in front of us. And that means being knowledgeable in what's there so you can make an informed decision. But more importantly, I believe it was said before by Black Lightning that our children are watching. They're watching.
Right.
Young people have been awakened in a way that hasn't been awakened before, just in the last 2 years. And so you've got to listen to what the streets are saying. You cannot go with the rhetoric in the okey-doke of what this European mass media puts out. Think about
right.
it. When they go far and beyond to criminalize someone, what race of people does that often fall under? Is it not us? Aren't we guilty before we are proven innocent? I mean,
all right.
You have warrants that just pop out of thin air, and you don't even know who's writing that. You walk down the street minding your own business, and you got to show them your papers. They know other race go through what we go through here in this soil. So with that being said, Black family, we're going to round off the presidential election, and we already know what Sleepy Joe is doing. But what do we really know, the real deal, what's going on with Trump? Now, I say, Black family, there is no candidate, I don't care who it is, that's really going to fight for our black issues in this Roman system. But one thing that I must say is that you've got to look with your eyes open. You've got to listen with your ears to the streets. You got to see with your own very eyes what has been happening during his 2016 to 2020 election. So I'm going to play a couple of clips, one from Minister Louis Farrakhan that I think, if you haven't heard, some of the talking points of what many of leaders like him are saying. Now, Nation of Islam, you know, they have their own issues when it comes to supporting in totality the blackness, the black issues that we are facing. We still have a long ways to go. So we're not here to throw shade on anyone. Again, we're here to present to you the facts and data, Black family, and then you make the determination of how you want to roll. So let me just play a little clip from Louis Farrakhan, and then I'm going to play another one from Angela Staton and some others that have been giving their opinion on what they feel that this candidate, Republican candidate, will be bringing to the table.
Because of Trump's way, he is an anomaly. There's never been no president quite like Mr. Trump. There's something that he's doing. Trump is destroying every enemy that was an enemy of our rise. Who's the enemy of our rise? Is it the Department of Justice where we get none? Is it Congress where you make a law that favors us? And this?
Now, I must agree with Farrakhan on this one. The Department of Justice is as good as aluminum foil toilet paper, Black family. They are the piss. They don't do anything when it comes to our black issues. And their report card has been F minus. the last decade, to say the least.
Can you turn around and destroy it? Is it the media that has destroyed every black leader that stood up for us?
Mm.
Martin Luther King suffered it. Malcolm suffered it. He's attacking the media. Called it fake news. We have been victims of some fake news.
Yes.
He's beating up the FBI. Go at it, baby.
He's
been beating the hell out of us.
So let me say this.
All right. So that's just the clip, and he said a lot more concerning Trump and his thoughts on that. Again, Black family, it's not for us to turn the side eye. We got to look at the facts of certain things. Now, if we were a people that was able to have our own presidential candidates, just for we the people, that would be so ideal. That would be the cherry on top, I say. But we're not there yet, Black family. Doesn't mean that we're not going to get there, but I guarantee you that until we are there, we must make the decisions on how we're moving as a unit. And I see that a lot of people who have been on the Democratic dungeon for decades, they have said, you know what, enough is enough. That was the beauty of 2023. You had my mama and them, my elders, auntie and them, they would say, you know what? Not this time, not this year, baby. We are going to go. I'm not doing no Democratic, nothing no more. And that was music to my ears when I heard that. But still, we have another hump to go over. So now that you feel that Democrats aren't doing nothing for us, okay, you will come to that realization. But the Republican Party, is that still something you want to go with? I honestly don't think any either party, but again, we have to choose something because this is a system that we're born in. So we have to get involved or not get involved to let your voice be heard.
I was just Democrat. I was just born into a Democrat household. I didn't really start paying attention until politics, until the lady, when I got out of prison and had nowhere to go, like they gave me a $25 check and a bus ticket, told me to start my life over. I ended up running into this lady at this Women and Children's Center looking for help, and it just helped to be Alveda King. And that was probably about maybe 6 months after I got released from prison. And she had given me a job working for her in that center, and I've been working with her ever since. So I walked very closely with her, and then I saw how her relationship with the president. Now, I remind you, I'm blackity black, right?
From the hood.
So I'm listening to what everybody's saying about Trump. Right, I'm listening, right? And then I'm looking at my godmother, and this is a woman who helped me put my life back together, a woman that I entrusted with everything in me, and I knew that she wouldn't lead me the wrong way. So I had to begin to listen instead of just judging with my emotions. And the president had put out a call.
And so I'm going to stop right there for a second until we continue. So that person speaking right now is Angela Stanton, who has been a vocal political activist for quite some time. Lover or hater, that's neither here or there. She's doing the work. She's out there. And she's in these political spaces and witnessed firsthand what is happening. And one of the perfect things that she said is we got to stop judging with our emotions, Black family. This is key. How often are we making decisions based on how we feel at that moment or based on what we heard through the grapevine? And yet, at the end, the results usually don't end up in our favor when we start judging with emotion. That's why I urge Black family, even if you're not political, that you at least have the knowledge of what's happening around you so you can make an informed decision. So that was one of the greatest points that she made, that we need to continue to act on not our emotion, but on facts.
And the president had put out a call for entertainers and anybody. He said, you know, if you know anybody that's locked up or left behind and you want to advocate for them, you think they should have a second chance, come sit down and talk to me. So Jay-Z, Meek Mill, everybody was like, no, we're not going. So I called my godmom and I was like, yo, I'll go. Because I remember what it felt like being in that cage. I remember what it felt like being separated from my family.
Mm. Now, she threw out some names out there, Black Family, okay? The Jay-Z, Meek Mill, even Snoop Dogg at one point was like, hell to the no. They even made rap songs. You remember that song, F Donald Trump? Who remembers that song? Let's see if we can pull that up so we can play it on our outro. F Donald Trump. It was a hit. And now what they saying, I know Meek Mill for a fact is turning that around. I know Snoop Dogg for a fact is supporting Trump. Why? Because of what Angela Staten is about to tell us right now. Listen up, Black family.
People act like they all about criminal justice reform. If you let your emotions come before the people that, if you know what it feels like to be locked in a cage and not see your family, then how can you let that override?
Free Mumia.
Advocating for your people. We talking about fighting for Black life. And that's how I ended up getting in politics. I went in, I sat down, I spoke with Trump, I spoke with his administration. They listened. I'm from the hood.
Right.
I ain't never got no invite to the White House to have somebody listen to me and get my input on what we should do about criminal justice reform. And then from there, it went on to human trafficking. It went on to Planned Parenthood, all of these things that I've been fighting on all of these years. But nobody never paid me no attention or gave me any recognition because I was a little guy.
Right, sure.
So it was an honor to me because I knew what I was fighting for.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny.
That's actually Pierre, the comedian, interviewing her.
That's what he talking about. You know, he could have gave everybody $1 million. They'd still been pissed off at him. You know what I'm saying? And done whatever. It took every Black person out of jail. It's how you deliver the message with us, with Black people.
Right.
And not about the stuff. White folks ain't like that.
And
they
it's
want
so
the
sad
details.
And unfortunate.
True.
Because we're worried about more about what somebody say versus what somebody does.
You're right.
Joe Biden been in office for 47 years, sat right up under Obama, did absolutely nothing for us, did not overturn criminal justice reform. The 94 crime bill came in up under Joe Biden. But because somebody told us if we don't vote for them, we ain't Black. We had to sit up here and prove that we was Black.
Now Trump fucked that up.
He got absolutely nothing.
Trump lost that.
Huh? I tell you.
You have to also make sure you take care of them. So for me, it's not, and looking at both parties, of course, we have things that we can pick. I mean, I hope that when you look at Trump, you realize there are things that you can pick out that are not the best. Like, there are things that he's done that are not great. I mean, well, let's go back to separation, because it's something you said to American people. Where is the empathy for our brothers and sisters? See, that's what I don't get about us. We always want to fight somebody else's fight. See, that empathy and that fire, right, that we're talking about having for people at the border. Because, see, this is me. This is how I view it, right? I'm a parent, right?
Absolutely.
And so when I get my paycheck, my responsibility is to take care of the people that are in my household, my children. Now, that does not mean that I won't help the people across the street. Right, because that's what you say you're doing now.
But my responsibility is to make sure that my children are taken care of first.
Absolutely.
As the president of the United States, right, he has a responsibility to the American people. His responsibility is to make sure that the American people are taken care of first. I believe that he is doing a good job of that. Okay, I haven't seen all we got out of the Obama administration was a track phone. But I didn't see any tangible results.
Okay.
But with President Trump, I did see the permanent funding of HBCUs, which was taken away during the Obama-Joe Biden administration, permanently funded, and I helped to work on that myself. I did see him defunding Planned Parenthood, which is a known racist organization to attack Black life. So in every essence, he has preserved Black life. I do see opportunity zones. Opportunity zones benefit us because they rebuild our communities and they bring jobs to our communities, just like the Wendy's that got burned down by Black Lives Matter. The people that worked in that Wendy's was Black.
All right. Well, there's some points coming up. And last but not least, we're going to hear just a montage of some of the supporters of Trump and why they are choosing this Republican.
This president deserves the support of the Black community because he's earned it.
There is a solid majority of us that see you, see what you're doing, see what you did for HBCU schools. That was actually the deal for us.
I labor to say that there is no American president since Lincoln that has had the impact of Black America. America that President Trump has had.
Joe Biden supported the crime bill in 94.
He has imprisoned black America, basically.
He's the lowest black unemployment rate. We achieved the largest job gains for African Americans on record. The poverty rate for African Americans reached the lowest level ever recorded. Rising more for the black community in 47 months than Joe Biden did in 47 years.
Now let's look at the 1994 crime bill. Did you know that Trump actually reversed it? That's something I didn't know until Angela mentioned it. So these are the things that the media has hidden from us. See, what they try to toss at us, black family, is a distraction of indictments, of federal court hearings. But what is the real deal in the black community? How many of us remember getting a stimulus check under Trump administration? That's just a symbol. Whether it's $600, some people got $12, some people got $1,800. I, for a fact, the true revolutionary, got $0. They just didn't like me at all, but it's okay. I ain't mad at that. But for those who did, we were supposed to also get a stimulus check under the Biden administration. And they've been saying January 2023 is coming out. January 2023 came and went. Not a dime. Then they said in June it's going to come, 2023. June 2023 came and went, and not a dime. December 2023, they said it's coming. You're going to get two stimulus checks because we didn't pass you the first one. December 2023 came and went, and not a dime. Last but not least, in January 2024, they say it's coming. We're going to stimulate the economy for those Americans that are going through it, a little cash on hand. And here we are now, midway February, and not a damn love note, not a paper C note, not a quarter, not a nickel or a dime. So with that being said, it says a lot when we watch billions, not even millions, but billions go to Ukraine, as we see many, 52 million just recently for the migrants in New York. You think that this is something that they doing by accident? No, it's deliberate. He literally told us, Joe Biden said, if black people don't vote for me, you're not black, number one. Number two, he said that we're going to have to work with the Latino community because they're going to be more than us. He knew what he was going to do, opening up those borders like right on rice. And it came raining. It came every gang member from Central America said, hey, come on down. We're going to the promised land. And what just recently happened, black family, you had the beat down of some NYPD cops. Oh, they kind of regretted then that they let the border open for these fools. But, you know, we as black revolutionaries, we sat back and watched that. We said, okay, well, some people deserve the beat down. But we said that quietly in our heads. But we know what the real deal was. But what we don't appreciate is when they lie to us deliberately and then nothing comes of it, black family. That's where we got to.
Black power.
And so, black family, this is where we have to really see what is happening. Please, I ask you to look into your local politics first and foremost if you haven't done so. Then it gives you a better idea of what we're going to do nationally. Now, again, we're not playing this bit tonight for you to tell you who to vote for. I'm showing you, black family, what is really happening. And if you decide not to vote for Trump and vote autonomously or don't vote at all, again, what you want to do is best for you. But as a unit, I say we give a chance to people who have shown us a little something with their first election. That's just my opinion. And what my opinion says is my opinion is my opinion. But it doesn't mean that you have to do what we say. We're just telling you what's the best choice for you. So with that being said, we're not even going to cover Sleepy Joe because we are already under the hellhole and know the atrocities we're going through. We just hope that this man can retire quietly before November comes around, or else he's going to retire permanently by whatever Mother Nature decides to do. So with that being said, we do have one of our prolific, we have one of our wonderful queen mothers that has been in the Democratic dungeon for many, many years, and she knows the inside scoop of many of the dealings when it comes to the Democratic Party. And so we have none other than our queen, Mama Sherry Suttle, joining us tonight from South Carolina. Welcome to Black Power Radio. And we're talking about the elections, Mama Suttle. Can you give us a little input on your thoughts and process being in this political game for over four decades? Welcome to Black Power Radio. Black Power. Mama Shetter, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, you're live on Black Power Radio. Thank you.
Well,
I'll tell you, speak at that court. You know. You got more than what you listen to radio for. We thank you, Truth Bay, and all of our hosts tonight for just another episode of Black Power Radio. I just want everyone to join in tomorrow night, Monday evening, and we'll be going for everything from Omia. I think Truth Bay can give you the rest. But we just a state of Black America. Just, man, you had a pivotal point, Dr. Henry Louis Gates. He gave us a pivotal point in history, and here we are, African America, many rivers to cross, and you just got so much work that you must put in. This freedom is by no chance, it's not free. It must equal from work and yield. If you do no work, you get no yield. You know what I'm saying? And just all those points that you've covered socially, politically, many great politicians amongst us, are they willing to organize we the people? It's a simple equation. We are just pissing in a bucket with a hole in it. That any of those viable candidates, such as Joe Biden, Donald Duck Trump, I in no way will align myself with a known bigot and racist. It's not any way. I wouldn't even put his name in my mouth unless I have to. I mean, all those guys, Farrakhan's of this world, and all of those J.C. Watts types, and Michael Steele and his crew, and all the brown-eyed Republicans can, you know, do what they do. But I see no political future for us in aligning ourselves with somebody that's clearly prepared to back a person that says it will put us in enslavement, picking cotton for free, working tobacco fields for free. What I am assigning everybody, I wish the whole world would do it, but at least every Black person should take this assignment and watch Roots at least one all the way through the episode. Watch every episode of Roots and see if you don't come. The word nigger had been disposed of in the late 60s, the 70s, and part of the 80s, and it rebounded with the movie Roots. Alex Haley brought that word back, but not him, but the producers of the film, because they could have put the film out any way they wanted to. They decided to have, if any, I'm going to see how politically astute you are. How many times is the word nigger used in the film? Roots was Academy Award winner. It was like number one film at some point. Because there wasn't nothing else to watch. So everyone watched it on a home series. And every episode, they were clinging, bated breath, every episode of Roots. And it was nigger after nigger after nigger, 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 all the way through. And that word had been put to rest. I live this thing. That's why I know. And that brought that word back until Tupac Shakur was attacked and accused of overuse of the word digger and bitch, et cetera. But then he was also on record as saying something that they don't quote, such as, if you want some real black revolution, huh, you got to put up some real money and let's have a real black revolution. So I would just say to you, from the Black Panther Party and to all of those that are extremely interested in politics and in politics and government, to seek your own wethepeople.gov and keep it moving. There will be no embarrassment. It will be as good as anything that we've ever done, and it certainly wouldn't be the embarrassment of romancing the stone, like Gladys Knight said, living on next and loving on next to nothing. It has nothing to offer you for political education, for independence, for freedom, for justice, or any noble attribute or moral positioning of yourself. There's no dignity or moral promise in Republicans, Democrats, or Independents. 2, 4, 6, 8, when the hell do I really hate Democrats, Independents, Republicans, the judge, the jury, the executioner?
Yes,
and got no love for the other side.
The whole
hit it again.
Damn plan.
You say you want to ride, right? Because the niggas say he going to ride. It don't mean he loyal, dog. He might want to ride.
Right.
But he just might be want to ride. You want to ride for the other side. So I land my plane on it and just say, my, hope y'all got the words. Anybody have something to say that has not been said that could potentially be said that would make the difference in the lives of we the people? Now is the time. Now is the time. My. Anybody not there? Put this in this. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, we do have a couple of updates. This is aside from the presidential election. The chief executive, Herbert Greenway, that is the CEO of Access Bank. He is one of Nigeria's largest bank CEOs, major philanthropist, and a businessman. He was killed this past Friday night in a helicopter crash, a remote part of Mojave Desert. Matter of fact, I was there the other day passing through Lancaster. You have to pass through Mojave Desert. And to find that this Nigerian bank philanthropist, his wife, Doreen Chizoba, and son, Cheesy, died along with them in the crash. And they're on their way. When they're on their way to the Super Bowl, that's where their destination was for today. And I find it so tragic that this family, who had Nigerians' issues at the helm.
Mr. Singh has been on hold all this time. What did you hear? Nothing?
Oh, no. Mama Sherry, you are unmuted now. Would you like to address our audience?
Oh, my gosh. I just did for the last that's 8 minutes.
You are on mute, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Black Lightning here, too. Black Power. Free the land, Sister Sherry.
Okay, I will begin again then. Sorry about that. Yeah, Sherry Ann Stubbles, founding president of Gullah Geechee Group Incorporated, since 2010, tax exempt, and prior to that, Atlantic Beach Historical Society. Both are nonprofits. I retired a little bit before 2000 from local government. I was the first black female city manager in the nation, Oberlin, Ohio, 1979. I have become another first black female city manager 10 years later, large township. I was assistant to city managers in California before I jumped into the main job, and I've been assistant county manager. So my claim to fame is local government. However, I follow the national, state, county, international government once I decided as a sophomore at Barnard College, Columbia University, that I would major in government. I followed all levels. Now, after this 2024 election, we had hopes of obtaining what we call an executive order. The sitting president, Joe Biden, has now until November 5 to merely, with a stroke of a pen, enact what's called executive order. Doesn't need to go back to Congress. Our House of Representatives Bill 40 sat for 40 years. My congressman from Detroit, Michigan, John Conyers, introduced that bill. My mother was on his campaign in 1964, he was first elected. So I cannot just discard H.R. 40. As I was saying before I was unmuted, I put it at the end of the list. I'm all in favor of Dr. Truth Bay's executive order, 11 pages, which starts with the Freedmen's Bureau. When we were put out to pasture barefoot, nowhere to go, no money, no land, no nothing, the federal government took heed and various departments were set up to help. And then Reconstruction came and removed it. We just wanted back from all those federal agencies to get back in motion and help our people from jobs, health, and so forth. Number two on her list, plebiscite. We were given a chance to vote which way we wanted to go, and they took that back. First choice was remain in the United States as a citizen. I think that was like 1865. It took 1955 before we even got the right to vote, 100 years later. Number two choice, go back to Africa. Many people did, Liberia and Sierra Leone. When I went to Sierra Leone first time, twice in 6 months' time, 2021, 2022. Excuse me, I had to drink a little bit of water here. I was met by a local, a black American, and he explained to me, no, we went to Sierra Leone first. There are Goa Geechee-speaking people in Sierra Leone right now. And then 30 years later, we went to Liberia. So those are two countries. Now, I myself am looking at Ghana, Nigeria. There are several countries that I could get a dual citizenship with, and that's what I'm looking at. Okay, number three, the plebiscite vote. We had a choice back then, and thanks to Brother Sipaway, we're going after that again. We could create our own nation within the United States of America. That's what the Native American indigenous people were allowed to do. And I've been on some of those horrible, horrible reservations. And I've also been on, in the Miami area, the Seminole Nation, its billion-dollar casino business. They have not done badly with getting land for free from the United States government. So our five states created in 1968 the Provisional Government of the Republic of New Africa, my hometown, Detroit, Michigan. Of those five, South Carolina and Georgia are Gullah Geechee group, or Gullah Geechee cultural corridor states, rather. The only other two are North Carolina and Florida. But I'll take South Carolina and Georgia. And then Mississippi, my mother was born and raised in Mississippi. Alabama, my dad has to this day 125 acres of family land. So of the five, the only one I do not have a direct relationship with is Louisiana. And I have chosen not to go to Mardi Gras. It's a little bit on the wild side. But I have been to New Orleans and appreciate Louisiana, particularly the language. I can speak French there. So anyway, I don't know all that you've been discussing. I just wanted to give that overview. I'm very committed now to all of our people voting, no matter which way you go. Trump, my own son voted for Kanye West. Just pull that lever. That's the least that we are allowed to do in this country. And be prepared. When Trump came in the last time, we went out. My son and I went to Costa Rica. And now he has an even firmer base. It's not about Trump. It's about the 50% of this country that are, and we had a wonderful speech. Remember that speech, Kamau, the nephew to Martin Luther King Jr.? Yeah. Anyway, in about 10 years, he projected the United States government will no longer be majority white male. We see this coming. What do they call it? People of color. Now, black, Mexican, all those folks are creeping up to becoming the majority. And when the democratic rule means majority rules, this is what these folks are fearful of. Trump is just a spokesperson. They are scared shitless, and I know it's a Sunday. They are scared shitless to lose control of this country. And that's a fact. It's going to happen. So any questions you might have between now and November 5, I say vote Trump, vote the lady named Marianne, whatever her name is, vote anybody. Put it right in, but take advantage of the one privilege that we have had in this country since 1965.
Right on. Thank you, Queen Mama Sherry Settle, breaking it down on the current situation. Executive order was presented Biden and Biden administration is like, hell to the no. So we're back to square one. And a little bit for those who may not know, the Republic of New Africa, as Mama Sherry mentioned, was founded in 1968. It is a black nationalist organization. It is a separatist organization in which we need to have our own autonomy. And so this is an independent black majority country that was situated in the southwestern United States. So that's where the black majority of American population remains. Our notable founders, Queen Mother Moore, who was a founding member, to help find the group and help the group as much as she could. Before her passing. And some other notable members of the Republic of New Africa, also known as the Provisional Government, PGRNA, for short. So you have Robert Williams, F. Williams, who was a black nationalist. He was elected the first president of the Republic of New Africa. Then we have our ancestor, Betty Shabazz, who's the widow of Malcolm X, was elected the second vice president of the first administration in 1968, working alongside Williams and Henry. Then we had brother Chokwe Lumumba, formerly Edwin Finley Talia Farrow of Detroit. He was elected as the second vice president in 1971. He later became an attorney working in Michigan and Mississippi public defense. After settling in Jackson, Mississippi, he was elected to the city council there. And then he was elected mayor in 2013, dying in office in 2014. Then we have Kenyatta Shakur, former leader of the A-Trade Gangster Crips, also author of Monster, the autobiography of a L.A. gang member. So these are some of the notable members of the Provisional Government of the Republic of New Africa, which is why it's very important that we need to have a stable election. Coming up in March will be the nationwide elections for the Provisional Government of the Republic of New Africa. And so for those who want to know more about it, just stay right here on Black Power Radio. You'll hear some updates concerning that as well if you want to get involved. So with that being said, Black family, as National Chairman said it best, it's best that we don't align with a lot of these Roman government officials because we know in the end what the real deal is. We want reparations now. Mm-hmm. No reparations, no vote, if that's how you want to go. But if you must vote, please choose wisely. Don't choose based on the past because, you know, the past have shown us there has nothing that transpired once they get into those seats. So, again, self-determination is on top, is the ingredient, the main ingredient of the evolutionary cake that we're baking. And if you want to help continue to support this platform, you can donate to $77Bakers. That's $77Bakers. because we're baking a cake of self-determination as fast as we can. And so, therefore, we thank you again for being right here with us on this week's Black Power Radio. And we hope that you join us tomorrow, where we will be discussing the life and times of a almost forgotten leader, political activist, David P. Richardson, Jr., who has stood up in the Pennsylvania politics against the fraternal order at all, and Tom Ridge at the time governor, and really, really made it clear that he is a black man first before he's a assemblyman. And unfortunately, he met his demise later on, soon after in that year, after that very prolific speech to free Mumia, who right now at this point is still suffering behind bars. And he is one of many of our political prisoners that unjustifiably has suffered decades of abuse behind the wall without cause, and we must continue to lift our voices until their release. And so with that being said, I relinquish the mic back to our host, Sheikh Imam Akbar. You're tuning into Black Power Radio.
Mic accepted, and hopefully everyone got their political education tonight. To our
thank you
staff here at Black Power Radio, and for all of you and our vast listening and participating audience, and all the contributing folks that we have brought in. And I know that they've had some politics and socialism on their mind, and they got to express it here tonight at Black Power Radio. Tomorrow, again, we'll be talking, with Mr. Richardson, Richardson Jr., astute politician of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a great Congress representative, a congressional rep, and he did it to the fullest. Last speech containing footage on Mumia Abu-Jamal, our longest standing prisoner, probably running a close second, H-Rap Brown, Imam Jamil Abdullah Al-Amin. And we mustn't forget about our social political prisoners, brother and sister. We must work to freedom. We should never give up on your social and political prisoners and on our social and political prisoners. And all those nations that were challenged and conquered and somewhat defeated and somewhat they won, from Vietnam to Japan, from Iraq, Iran to Afghanistan, know that before we can rebuild, before we can talk anything about reconstruction, you must first give us back our social political prisoners. And those things that are attuned, are synchronized, they're tuned into the nature, the character, the spirit, the hearts and minds of the world have a place for their social political prisoners. We the people, the only ones that don't recognize and keep close synchronization, close affiliation with your social and political prisoners. It's just like a nightmare. They know all about the world's social political prisoners, but know nothing in reality of our own social political prisoners. So keep astute, keep aware, read up, Google up. You can get enough facts to get yourself free from this modern form of social, please mute up. But a modern form of social political enslavement, you can free yourself from that. Not a permanent state. It's not a permanent condition at all. Just something you're passing through. Nothing but a step in the road for a real climber. Real mountain climber don't care nothing about stuff like this. They go straight to the prize. They know to get to the top, the mountaintop, the mountain. Martin Luther King said, I've been to the top and looked over. And he saw in his vision, I may not get there with you, but for sure, we the people, must get to the mountaintop. We the people, there's a promise from King and a promise from God. We the people get to the promised land. And whose street? Our street. Or whose land? Our land. Our land, brothers. Remember that. There are more quotes from King than any politician ever came to America. But you don't see the value in those wisdom and quotes of Dr. King. wisdom and quotes from Malcolm X. Malcolm X didn't go to anybody's political college and political, you know, studies, but that teaching from one masterpiece, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, gave him enough to challenge the whole world. The world recognized Malcolm X because of Elijah Muhammad. The world recognized the Honorable Muhammad Ali in a different light as a minister for the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, a total social and political activist, and none to match him in the ring, and none could match him outside the ring. And he was the one, I'll go ahead and give him full credit for stopping the Vietnam War single-handedly. One statement from H. Rob Brown, violence in America is American, as cherry and apple pie. One quote from Muhammad Ali, hey, ain't no Vietnamese never called me no nigger. I don't have no trouble with no Vietnamese. This gringo, this white man, been giving me trouble. He the one stopped me from changing clothes in the new store and changing on my clothes and tell me if I try it on, I don't pay for it, I got to pay for it. He's the one that stopped all of the bigotry and racism. Muhammad Ali stopped bigotry, racism, and the war by himself. And he had no political help up there. No spirit, wasn't no minister so-and-so up there. Reb Nick Bone and Pastor Chickenfoot wasn't up there helping Muhammad Ali. He stood with all those cameramen one-on-one. He never conducted no press conference. He went one-on-one with Dick Cavett and Merv Griffin and Donahue and anybody that tried it. He put them on their backside. There's no political education. They sat down there with the masterpiece of Army, Elijah Muhammad, came away with enough to check them all and block them all down. And I'm telling you, I had the best education from Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I can check them all and block them all down on the points of the peculiar brand of iniquity which we have been sold, which we, for some odd reason, we have bought into the Kool-Aid of the opposition. Just stay away from his Kool-Aid, brother and sister, and you got enough substance by yourself. If you never heard Coach Akbar, you got enough political substance to whip the opposition. But you have to have what Dr. Truth Bay is teaching you, self-determination on your own grounds. What he said, the faith of your own and the courage of your own conviction. Dr. King, tell you over next, but 10 quotes from King. I ain't quote Lyndon Baines Johnson. I didn't quote John Fitzgerald Kennedy. I didn't quote Robert Francis Kennedy. I didn't quote Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin. I'm quoting from Dr. King. I didn't quote from Malcolm X or Elijah Muhammad. Quote just from Dr. King. We're free, but you got to be willing. You have to have conviction that you must have your freedom. Then you will take matters in your own hands and manage it skillfully and effectively against the opposition. Oh, that just makes common sense tonight. Oh, I wish you would catch on to what I'm saying. It would save me a lot of work, a lot of lecture. Anybody got
to check?
Let's just say amen. Somebody blow the horn. Wow. The horn's left the house.
We got two horns left.
I would toot my own horn tonight.
So twice you got to be enough.
You got the simplicity of your own building blocks, your own fortune, not misfortune. It's no coincidence that your ancestors, the invention of my scientists, of my black man scientists, run the whole full and complete and modern world. No exaggeration whatsoever. My black ancestor invented spot plug. My black ancestor invented traffic light. My black ancestor invented heating, ventilation, air conditioning. My black ancestor invented, blacksmith, silversmith, all of that type of stuff. The steam iron, the steam engine, the ironing board. On your
the internet.
But I'd be remiss if I did not mention that my great ancestor, Daniel Alexander, invented that damn folding chair, and I'll never regret it. And from ever since then, ever since I discovered that, he discovered it. It's almost took a three-quarter finish on the AI, the automated folding chair, invented by Sheikh Imam Akbar, to every kind of Asian, Euro-Asian, European opposition. Anybody that ain't melanated, get out of line. It will go on automatic pilot. And they're sitting on the folding chair and whipping us, sitting on the folding chair, planning our demise. Then the chair will automatically get up and just whack him right upside the head. Hit the corner of the chair.
Well.
Extremely good weapon, like a cedar tree walking cane. Bust him right up in the nugget, right in the temple somewhere, and knock that sucker out cold. That's the kind of foolish here. I'm inventing it right now. I just need a couple more IT inputs from you, and I have the fully automated foliage here. Just think about that.
It'll be legal.
Something. The inertia right from yourself. If you ain't got nothing in yourself, then go borrow from your ancestors. You don't know how to get it. Just Google a few ancestors and get yourself together. That's all I'm talking about. So peace be unto you, brother, sister. Power to the people. Know that tomorrow we got Black Power Radio. Know we got a million woman marches. Getting all Black women back to stage one. Back on the throne of authority. We got Queen and Empress, Queen Filet, the Queen out of Philly, is bringing back the million woman march, world march, million woman world march international.
That's right.
And Dr. Quicker Ray Truth Bay is one of the officials of the march. And Sister Janae is another
going down.
March.
Going down.
All the Queen Mother Bella did. Queen Mother, the Empress Yasset Dawar, and all those great ones, you know, filling the
Janae.
Dolores Blakely, like you said, Queen Janae, and all of that crew, all of them ex-Panthers, all of them some kind of Black activists, all of them is Queen Mothers trying to get the Black woman back on her throne so she can be dignified and supporting her Black man, the king of the planet, the king of civilization, the king of invention, the king of science. We not no second place contender. We not no second class citizen. We are the kings of invention. Anything innovative. Just mention something innovative. And the only thing, my response to you is, yes, you're right. That's a bad invention. That's a super bad invention, like James Brown said. But I have to tell you the truth, brother and sister. Our scientists have had it all the time. Woo! I just tell you that we are the ones that Chinese studied for what they call the Chinese Industrial Revolution. It's based on your backside, based on your hair, your nails, based on what kind of cream and ultra sheen you put in your hair, what kind of toenail polish you rubbing alcohol. They go and get you a second class rubbing alcohol. Rubbing alcohol costs $2 a bottle. You see, I give you one for $149. Huh? Always got some black market stuff for you. Oh, you like a polo shirt? Polo shirt costs $32.
We got the deal.
I got one here for $17.99. You can get it right now. Best price. Give you a good deal. You want a dozen, I give you 12 of them shirts. Regular price of so-and-so, $109.99. I'll give you today for $89.99. Oh, it's always a super deal in the mix for you. But you have to be a scooter enough not to go for the oak and the doke. Don't buy into the black market. Buy into what is real. Buy into real estate. Buy into real business packages, real business propositions. And you will win. You don't have to worry about what the opposition is doing. All you have to do is know one rule in the road. And the golden rule is know what the F you're doing and the hell with the opposition. Leave them hang. Why don't you try abandoning all forms of Mediterraneanism, Mediterranean idealism, Mediterranean spirituality, Mediterranean sexuality, Mediterranean diet. If you would just get rid of that, brother, sister, you'll be able to walk free for yourself. And that's the only nightmare he's having, is that you will walk free from yourself and free for yourself. And leave him in there. What's wrong with leaving the opposition hanging for a change? I'll let my plane
right.
Thank you. Thanks for supporting Black Power Radio. And look for us tomorrow night right here on the same black channel, Black Power Radio, at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Dial in at 515-605-9889. Every one of you are America's spirit heart.
Oh, yeah.
Dial in at 515-605-9889. If you can't get through our switchboard in the studio, dial us at 202-550-8521. Again, for all those numerically pure at heart. And I got that saying right off of Joe Madison. He passed away, they say, and I didn't get to attend the memorial for him. But he was a great radio talk show host, Joe Madison, the Eagle, some call him the Black Eagle. But 202-550-8521 for all of those of you who are numerically pure at heart, for every Black Power agent and every Black Power advocate and for every Black Panther. I am Black Panther and I am a Black Revolution. Anybody want to say that with me? say I am.
A black
I am. One more time. Let's go together. I am. Black Panther.
Black Panther.
And I am a black
revolution.
I am a black revolutionary. Thank y'all so much. And God bless you, family.
Keep putting the word out
for Black Power Radio and put out the words that we're looking for our own political astuteness, and we're trying to put in place permanently We the People dot government. And I thank y'all so much for your time and attention. And someone hit the mic somebody has before we play. What we all have to say, what we all can say best is Marvin Gaye. And you know God is love, but God is also revolution. God is courage. God is the actual facts. And I will tell you that with no hesitation. Before we play Marvin Gaye, that you yourself have something to say.
I know. We want to remind our California folks that on March 2nd in Fairfield, from 2 to 4, Fairfield Public Library, will actually have our recent updated reparations report. So we will definitely bring you the update that next day, which will be March 3rd. So we will give you an update on what is transpiring with the reparations bill, whatever which one is floating around. We're going to get the current update for that. Again, move the mic. We're rounding off. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Before we close out,
we do want to remember that this is a spiritual battle. Can we mute that mic 1 second before we close out? And I wanted to share with you a reminder of who we are as Black revolutionaries. We must love one another. We cannot do anything without loving ourselves first, but we've got to love our Black people. You can't do this without any love in your heart, or else it just be a walking robot. You'll be the walking dead. So
we're going to love that to our community.
Yes. 1 Corinthians 13. We're going to close out with this very important verse. If I speak in tongues of men and angels, but don't have love, I am only a resounding gong or clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but don't have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship, that I may boast, but don't have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrong. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know that in part that we prophesy in part, but when the completeness comes, what part of it disappears? When I was a child, I reasoned like a child, but when I became an adult, I put away childish things behind me. For now we see only a reflection as in the mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part that I shall know fully, and I am fully known. And these three things shall remain. It is faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And so with that, Black family, let's love one another until we meet you on the road of revolution and evolution.
right back here on Black Power Radio. Black Power to
Black all Power. That's been said, all that could potentially be said, our beloved Marvin Gaye said it best. As-salamu alaykum and Black Power, Black Power, and a song.
Miss you, 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 mi Yeah.